Hello again. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our daily Advent devotional. From the little Advent devotional called Low, an honest Advent devotion. Amen. And it's Tuesday of our second week of Advent. It's the week of peace in the church. Amen. Hey, just an announcement that came up from yesterday. Our expected worship service tonight at the Arthur Home has been canceled due to some outbreak of a bug, a flu, or whatever over there. So we will not be having our 6 o'clock worship service tonight. Just an FYI. Hey, tomorrow, now Wednesday, we will be having our servant circle meeting for the month at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock at church. Not sure where we'll be. You'll find us. Come and join us. We'll be talking, I'm sure, about getting through Christmas and next year's ideas for ministry as we continue to move forward. Amen. All right, the devotion. Today's devotion is called The Curb. The Curb. And our scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 30 through 33. Luke 10, 30 through 33. You know, so we're about to hear scripture here, so let's take a breath and settle in and get our ears in the right place. Maybe take a sip of green tea with a little dollop of milk. Now we're ready. Let's hear these words of God. Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him." Our devotion. For years I lived in the heart of Philadelphia, what the locals refer to as Center City. When I first arrived there as a bright-eyed college freshman, I looked at people I passed on the street, as this seemed a perfectly reasonable tactic. I learned pretty quickly that this was unusual and often ill-advised. People who commuted on foot every day didn't usually make eye contact. They were either too busy to be bothered or too preoccupied with their own lives. And besides, looking into people's eyes meant there was a good chance you'd be asked for help. Sometimes the plea was direct, but more often there was an elaborate story. A supposed broken-down car on some neighboring street, or a sudden family emergency that required immediate attention. At first, I stopped for every person who implored me, listening intently, offering whatever I had in my pocket, and feeling genuinely concerned. But gradually, I began to move people along quickly, rushing them to the point of the ask without caring to hear their story, much less sifting it for truth. I grew less and less patient with these distractions in my day, almost resenting them, until finally I learned to do what all the other city walkers did. I looked away. I developed that tunnel vision gaze that stares just off in the distance pretending it can't see anything closer and lower than a spot upon the horizon. I intentionally stopped seeing people. Jesus tells the story that's familiar to many of us, about a man beaten and robbed and left at the side of the road. We learn that at least two religious people passed by him. They likely had that same look in their eyes that I learned in Philadelphia. The hero of the story is the Samaritan, who shows mercy. He sees the neighbor, the one who was low. He sees his neighbor in the gutter, and he responds. We can welcome this season by turning our gaze downward, by stopping to see people, by allowing ourselves to be inconvenienced by the pain in our path without looking away. See those who are low around you and share the mercy that others may never care enough to show. We have three questions for reflection and meditation regarding today's devotional. One, of the ways we live low is to slow down and see people and notice the need around us, and then to respond. Sometimes the obstacles to this are busyness or laziness or selfishness or fatigue. Which of these barriers to caring for others do you most identify in you? Busyness, laziness, selfishness, or fatigue? Number two. Think about a time when you were suffering and someone noticed and helped you, or encouraged you without even knowing. How did that change your story? And three, name a way you can intentionally be more aware of the need around you as you approach this season. But more importantly, how can you cultivate a lifestyle of compassionate activism? A lifestyle of compassionate activism. Hope your Tuesday is blessed with many signs and miracles. God working all around us each and every day and asking us to come into that light and live in that light and share that light. Point to that light. Amen. Today's reflection word for the day: movement.